Let's pray. Lord, I ask that you would bless your word to our hearing and our hearts this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In the eighth chapter of John, the Gospel of John, Jesus spoke to the Pharisees and he said to them, I am the light of the world. Jesus said, whoever follows me will have the light of life and will never walk in darkness. Never walk in darkness. And our scripture today is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. Jesus speaking also to us. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. How beautiful. Jesus says he is the light of the world. He is the source. But he says we are like light for the whole world, and our light must shine. Right here, Jesus establishes the relationship between him and us. This is part of the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus has just finished teaching the Beatitudes to the crowd. The beginning of the Gospel of Matthew reads, now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. And so verses 14, 15, and 16 are part of this teaching. But following the Beatitudes, Jesus has established the relationship. He is the source of the light, and we are the reflection. If we understand this in the context of the Beatitudes, Jesus has just taught us here in Matthew that the kingdom of God has come and it has been given to the followers of Jesus. That's us. And as his followers, as believers in Jesus, we receive salvation. And what we have received, what we know now, is the light of truth. We know the truth. The name of that truth is Jesus. And we as Christians are all called by Jesus to be light bearers in a dark world. Our world might not look dark every day in the places we go. We're safe here and in our homes, our communities, but we don't have to go very far. All we have to do is listen to hear about the darkness in the world. And so Jesus has called us to a purpose to be light bearers. We're not to isolate ourselves from other people, but we're to model discipleship in a fallen world. And we're to be generous with our lives to help people to see a God who is generous with his love and his compassion. It is not meant for us to hoard the light for ourselves. We are to tell the story of Jesus. That was a wonderful old hymn we just sang. Wonderful. I love the words. We are to tell the story of Jesus. And it is Jesus' story that makes the light of Christianity shine in the darkness. It is Jesus' story that makes the light shine. It is hope. It is a beacon to light our way. We each have a light to shine. The source is Jesus. It is not our own. It comes from Jesus, but the way we shine that light is, as I told the young people, is unique to each one of us. The Holy Spirit is very creative. If you ask him, I want to shine the light of Jesus. He'll show you. He'll give you opportunities. He'll push. He'll challenge. It's not to bring praise to ourselves. Look at me. Look at us. Look at what I've done. It's not to say, see me. But it's to bring, Jesus said, to bring glory to God, to praise God. It's to say to other people in the world, and Jesus, boy, he didn't put no limits on this. He said, we are the light of the world. That takes us out of our safe place, our right here. Opens things up. But it's for us to say, see, by the light of truth you can see. See God, see Jesus, see how he loves you, see hope, see the way. See God loving you. And we Christians, we all have the same purpose. It is unique how we fulfill it, but we have the same purpose, to shine Jesus' light into the darkness. How and where can I let my light shine, your light shine? That's up to God and the Holy Spirit and you. Each of us, where we go, who we meet, the words we use, our actions, kindness, the justice we step up to speak up for in the world, it's unique. Max Lucado told a story in his book, God Came Near, and it's a story about four candles that did not want to leave their storage closet during a power outage. These four candles were hiding in there, and the homeowner went to find them so he could see in the dark. He wanted to light the candles. And as the homeowner approached the closet, the candles began to talk. And the first candle said, "No, forget it, I need more preparation. I can't be out there shining right now. I'm not ready." The second candle said, too busy. The third candle said, I am not qualified. And the fourth candle said, yeah, well, giving light is just not my gift. Nope. We don't get to say those things. We don't. Because Jesus said, we are the light of the world, and he said, shine before others. Shine your light before others so they may see your good deeds and glorify God. Be a light for the world, for your neighbor, for your family, friends. Shine. Jesus says, reflect me. That's some powerful kind of light we have going on there, our light source. You know, in Revelation, it says there's no sun, moon, or stars in heaven because there's no need, because God himself is the light. That's a powerful source of light. And I was reading, I get the facts wrong, but I wondered this week, there's a verse in Philippians where Paul writes that we should shine like stars, shine like the stars in the sky, in the universe. I look at the night sky a lot in the evening, and I like to do that. But I looked up this week, I thought, each one of those pinpoints of light out there, those stars, how long is it taking that light to get to me? That light that I'm seeing is traveling at the speed of light, and it takes 4 years, a little over 4 years. So the light that we're seeing at night here has been traveling for 4 years. So if that's what we're seeing, can you even imagine the source of that light, the brilliance of it, the radiance of it, at the beginning? You know that little song we sing, the kids sing, "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine"? I was thinking about that this week too. I think it's not a little light. I like the song and we understand the song. It's actually a great song. But it's not a little light that we have to shine. It's not little, it's like a blaze. This is what God has put within each one of us. Sometimes we're not always at our best, you know. We flicker, we feel a little dim, I do sometimes. But the light is still there. It's always there, always. And it's brilliant. One of my favorite poets is Mary Oliver, and she wrote this. Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Tell me, What is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? And I say that we all plan to let our light shine, to do whatever good works God calls us to do to fulfill our purpose, to reflect Jesus and praise God and shine the light of Jesus in the world. I say that's what we plan to do with our one wild and precious life. Shine. Amen.